staff who work for Tesco in Donegal, who have been there for over 20 years, that Tesco now, out of pure greed, are trying to reduce their wages. We've been in contact with the workers now the last number of weeks, and we're there to support them. They're looking for support from Thomas Pringle, obviously sitting TD and going forward for the elections. But what's more important here is the issue around why Tesco is trying to reduce workers' wages. It's the same old story, multinational companies coming in, looking solely to make colossal profit. So we'll certainly be standing with the workers. And what I would say to the wider public is to support the workers in their hour of need now and put pressure on the management at Tesco's that this is totally and utterly unacceptable to the people of Donegal.
Even though Tesco is a multinational chain, you feel the problem lies closer to home in relation to these working conditions declining?
No, the problem lies here is that the mistakes that seems to have been done in England, that now that Tesco Ireland and Tesco itself is trying to make the Irish workers pay for that mistakes. So this is an issue throughout the whole state, the 26 counties. And I would be calling on everybody now who's going forward for elections to stand with the workers in Donegal and also with the other Tesco workers throughout the 26 counties.